From KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're going to stop our normal routine and take a moment to talk about the ghost ship fire that took 36 lives last week and how to help survivors and families left behind. So glad my co-host David Wiegand is here this morning. Good morning.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, too.
And let's start with some music. It's a Requiem by Foray, and it's on the program for the Oakland City Chorus tonight at 7 p.m. This is a memorial concert for a woman named Nicole Segrist, who was a member of the chorus. She's also known as Donalda Nicole Renee, who died in the fire. She was a DJ and who's playing at the Ghost Ship. And David, we've both been covering this story a lot, especially how important these warehouses are for the local art scene.
Well, they really are important, and I know a lot of people are obviously very concerned about public safety, about the safety of the people who are living there. I personally hope that we find a solution that enables us to support independent artists when they're just starting out. I mean, they're really the lifeblood of the art scene in the Bay Area. And, you know, what has to happen, in my mind, is to find some way to allow collectives to thrive, but in ways that public safety, personal safety, is protected.
Right. And so many visual artists have been driven out of the Bay Area by the higher costs.
Absolutely.
And the other side of this is that these underground dances where electronic music is played are so influential. Like the San Francisco Symphony, one of the biggest organizations in the Bay Area, they've modeled soundbox on this idea of a underground space where you hang out on the floor or dance or whatever.
Well, it's really about, you know, collective inspiration in so many ways. I mean, and when you're an artist just starting out, that becomes very, very important. I mean, if you think of any great artist that you admire today in any genre, pretty much, at some point or another, that person was a nobody. The person was no one you ever heard of, but they got to know other people. I mean, there's a Bruce Conner exhibit right now, over at SFMOBA, for example. You know, 40 years ago, Bruce Conner was working with other artists, you know, who were equally unknown and are now extremely are considered major artists. So it's important. We need to protect life. We also need to protect the arts.
Yeah, and we're all looking for the same thing. I think this is so important. When we go to catch a live show, there's a sense of community, of being part of an experience that will never happen again. You know, if it's at the Ghost Ship or if it's at the symphony or it's at a club, I just would hate to lose any of that.
I couldn't agree more.
So we have some ways for you to support the survivors and the family members and friends of those who died, and that gives us a chance to play some more music. That's Moby, and he's flying out here and playing on his own dime at a fundraiser at the Mezzanine on Sunday, along with other DJs, including Richie Panic, and he's a local DJ.
It's been really difficult to go back out, but I'm really looking forward to this event, to fully embracing physically all my friends and people involved in this, and just sort of getting back on my feet, you know, in the nightlife.
That's Richie Panic, and he's helping to organize an Oakland fire relief benefit at the Mezzanine in San Francisco on Sunday night, featuring Moby and a lot of other artists. And David, you have a few for us.
I do. Shannon and the Clams, a great group, is performing tonight at Eli's Mile High Club in Oakland and as a benefit for Ghost Ship. And Eli's has really become sort of a gathering place for the arts community in Oakland and throughout the Bay Area over the last week. So it's really significant that they're going to be holding a benefit tonight. That's at 7 o'clock.
Right. And in the North Bay, the Arlene Francis Center has a fundraising show tonight with Hoarders and Attackrobat. There's also a Ghost Ship benefits show tomorrow night at the Hemlock Tavern. And Bottom of the Hill is mourning the death of Barrett Clark. He's a sound engineer who worked there a lot. And they're staging two benefit concerts. That's Saturday night and Wednesday night. The Fox in Oakland has a fundraising show on Wednesday hosted by Josette Melchor of Gray Area with Primus, Toon Yards, Boots Riley, Tao Nguyen, and a lot of others. And coming back to the Foray Requiem we played earlier, the Oakland City Chorus performs at the First Presbyterian Church in Oakland tonight at 7 p.m. And we have links to more benefits at KQED Arts. And now there are a few shows we wanted to mention despite the tragedy last week. Let's start with the Blasters.
Maureen, Maureen.
Blasters play classic blues and R&B. They were born in Downey, California, apparently really close to Disneyland, in 1979.
I can't remember the year, but I remember seeing them at the Hollywood Palace. But I remember the show. They put on a great show. It is literally a blast.
Yeah, the Blasters play the Ritz in San Jose tonight. And we wanted to look ahead to New Year's Eve. And that's a night when people really want to take their perfect date to a perfect show. And we have a suggestion. These guys are just the best. This is Combrio with Zeke McCarter, lead singer. He's just 23, I think.
Yeah,
really,
right.
Just a kid. He's got beautiful moves. He's just a great dancer and sounds great. And there's this fabulous tight band playing behind him with Benjamin Andrews on guitar.
And they play Combrio, as they say.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, really spiritual and funky.
Yeah.
Yeah, Combrio is touring Europe now, but you've got three chances to catch them at the end of the year. December 29th, they're at San Jose's City National Civic, opening for War, and then December 30th and New Year's Eve, December 31st, at the Chapel in San Francisco. David, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. Details for all the shows, including the benefits we've mentioned, are at the Do List online at kqed.org/arts. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.